Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Let's Go Mavs by D-Mac. Wow. Happy hump day, everyone. Excuse my groggy, my deep voice. It's really deep and groggy this morning. But happy hump day. Happy Wednesday. Wednesday, of course. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment's Reports. I'm Beth, your host. Okay? So, Mavs Nation, obviously, is still happy. They're celebrating tomorrow in Big D with their victory parade. And still a big congratulations to the Dallas Mavs, to Coach Carlisle, to the Mavs owner, Mr. Mark Cuban, to the founder and the first owner, Mr. and Mrs. Carter. I think that was just spectacular how the trophy was presented to the founder and his wife during the presentation. That was just marvelous. I've been a big Mavs fan since the start. I became a Dallas fan in mid to late 70s as a little girl. You know, I've been fascinated with those guys. And then as a preteen, that's when I began spending a lot of time in Big D. And looking forward to spending to resuming that. Dallas sports and New Orleans sports, I mean, those are like my favorite sports. I love sports, period. And Florida teams, I mean, you know, maybe it's a southern region thing, but I do have my favorite teams in other regions also. But, you know, you do support your, you know, your home court and your home turf and so on. So, wow, this is just great. I hope that the local television stations streamline the parade in its entirety so we out-of-towners can, you know, really take part of the celebrations also. But I must remind you all and inform you all, the ones that don't know today's topic, the topic is forgiveness. You know, to forgive, not to forgive, to seek forgiveness, not to seek forgiveness, the importance of forgiveness. Forgiveness is very detrimental to our everyday life. And it's just important to, you know, to seek forgiveness or to forgive. And we're always forgiving ourselves, you know, for things that happen that unknowingly and knowingly, and things that happen just happen that's beyond people control. So it's just forgiving is much easier said than done in a lot of circumstances. We see it in our daily lives, and we see it as a reflection in our lives when we are on the outside looking in, when different people are experiencing different situations. We see it every day on the news, when we see crimes committed, or when we see when bad things happen to good people. Forgiveness is a daily issue. To seek forgiveness is a daily issue. I mean, before I went to bed last night, I flipped the channel, Cheaters, which is another one of my favorite shows, cops, cheaters, and so on. But the guy that was busted, he was begging his main girl who hired cheaters to please forgive him. Forgive me, baby, and pull out a ring, proposing to her in front of the cameras and the crowd and stuff. So every day there's some reason. If it's something that seems petty to some people, I don't like using that word petty. Some people, which might be petty to someone, might not be petty to the other. What you think is a small deal is a major deal to someone else, because you don't know what people have experienced and things that people go through. So, you know, it might, just because something's petty to you, don't mean it's petty to someone else. But forgiveness is definitely very, very, very important. Excuse me. You all might think, those of you that's turning in might say, well, who's the guy filling in for Beth? But I have a deep voice anyway. My natural voice is very deep. My mom and I were talking about that recently. Because sometimes I can't, when I talk to some people on the phone, you can't determine their gender because of the way they sound. There are some men that sound like women on the phone. There's some women that sound like guys. Or there's some people, just by their voice, you cannot determine what gender they are. Just like some people, you can't determine their racial identity just by talking with them on the phone. I mean, wow. So some of you might say, well, but this is me, Beth, on air. It's not a guy with this deep, groggy voice. I need to drink my, I haven't drank my hot chocolate or tea. And I have hot, I'm preparing hot chocolate, but I haven't had a chance to do that. Yeah, I brush my teeth and drink water and everything, but need that hot. You all know what I'm talking about, people who love to drink something hot in the morning. I need that hot chocolate or that hot tea. So, wow. So feel free to call me to if you want to make a comment about forgiveness. The number is 1-714-409-0614. But thank you so much for your support, because ever since the premiere of the show, which began on March the 21st, my views have escalated to, I'm approaching, well, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports is approaching 17,000 views as of today. And that's awesome. So I thank you so much for your support. And I thank my friends who have co-hosted with me since the beginning. And I thank Miss Sheila Ramsey and Miss Janice Lewis, the two opera vocalists who are Jackson-based and who are students at Jackson State, who will be traveling to Los Angeles to participate in operaworks.org/summer2011 Advanced Artist Program for 4 weeks. Now, that program will culminate with two performances on July 23rd and July 24th. So if any of you are in L.A. or visiting L.A. During those dates, be sure to find out how you can attend those two public performances. Okay? So I thank you all, and the young and both the ladies, thank you also for your support. And Ms. Sheila is scheduled again for next Tuesday, because while we had a fun time yesterday, and the talk, the interview was filled with so much information. But if you didn't get a chance to hear the entire show during the live stream, you can visit my profile at blogtalkradio.com, Culture Shock, KULTURESHOKENT hyphen Beth, and listen to the entire interview. You can listen to 45 minutes of my discussion with Ms. Sheila Ramsey. And, I mean, every minute is informed field. And that's the purpose of Culture Shock Entertainment. You know, to be fun and informative, you know, a fun, professional, informative show, and an upbeat show and a positive show, even when we discuss very serious and maybe very, let's say, emotional type topics also. But the bottom line is to leave your 30 minutes or your 45 minutes of time being spent with me with a more positive outlook on things. Really, that's the sole purpose. And I thank you so much for inspiring topic ideas and for networking with me and providing positive feedback and constructive criticism, because there's a lot to constructive criticism is very important, you know. And so, wow. Constructivism really is important. I'm thinking of a conversation that I had with a former love who has passed on now, that we had when we were discussing constructive criticism, and we both, this form of love happened to have been a friend and a mentor, and I mean, he, like, the time that we spent together was like just spectacular. But we just was discussing constructive criticism once, and constructive criticism is, in our thoughts and our opinions and through our experience, is to build a situation up and then construct, just like the word construct, you construct it. And then to criticize is to break it down into elements. So that's basically what constructive criticism is, when you build up something, but then you break down the components of it and look at it objectively as it is. You know, and so, you know, shout out to Indiana Black Expo, because I'm talking about my former love in the 90s, the late Reverend Charles Williams. So we were talking about that once, about the importance of constructive criticism. You know, you can badger on someone and talk very negative and really bad and say, you suck and blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that, but where did they get you? But I'm developing Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and I thank you for being a part of constructing, taking part in assisting me in constructing this show. And I look forward to call-ins. And shout out to Blog Talk Radio. We have an awesome feature that they have just introduced to us, a new studio feature. So I'm looking forward to learning this, learning more about this studio. So it's really neat. So I'll tell you all more about this new feature, because, you know, it just seems awesome. We have a training today. So I'm sure that will be the topic of discussion about this new feature that we have. So we have 7 minutes remaining. Still need to talk a little bit more about forgiveness. But then also, since I had mentioned the Dallas Mavericks, I'm looking, before I really get in depth into talking about forgiveness, I am looking at the Wall Street Journal from Tuesday, June the 14th. And there's an article written by Jared Diamond about the Mavericks being fitted for the rings for the first time. And this is a short article, and it says, forgive the Mavericks if none of them know how to hold the Larry O'Brien trophy. Dallas is the first NBA champ since the 1991 Bulls with an entire roster and head coach, meaning our honorable Coach Rick Carlisle, that had never won a ring. In hockey, this last happened with the 1989 Flames, while the 2008 Phillies and 2010 Packers were the latest all-newbie baseball and football champs. So this is the first time that all the players plus the head coach will receive the Larry O'Brien trophy. Well, they already received the Larry O'Brien trophy, but in their rings. So a big congratulations to the Dallas Mavericks again. It's just so amazing. We just go on. And I must congratulate and commend Miami Heat and the entire organization. And I'm a fan of Miami Heat also. And some of my favorite players, I'm a big supporter of their coach, and Pat Riley. Who doesn't love Pat Riley? So in Miami, the city, period. So, you know, congrats to them for playing a fantastic series. And, you know, that was a fantastic accomplishment that they made. They did say they would make it to the finals. They kept their word. So it was just a fantastic series, just all around, perfect sports entertainment. So with the NHL is, you know, doing their thing, huh? It's time for their game 7. And also NFL, and speaking of Indiana, I mean, wow, the Super Bowl will be played in Indianapolis. And so hopefully the NFL lockout will discontinue soon. So, because it's near time for a lot of important situations. I mean, really, sports is all year-round deal. Even during off-season, these guys are still busy. Executives are busy. So, wow. I just hope the NFL lockout discontinues real soon. So, and they, you know, reach a win-win deal on everything. Because really, the win-win deal is making us, the supporters and the fans and the media and loved ones, happy. Really. That's the goal. That should, you know, that should be the main goal. It's something. Wow. But I want to share a poem about forgiveness, and I have some websites for you all to visit regarding forgiveness. If you're dealing with forgiveness, if you're dealing with forgiving yourself or forgiving others, or are praying on accepting someone's apology, or, you know, to me, you take things to God. You know, you God first. Take situations, issues, everything to God. But I have about 3 more minutes remaining, and I want to share some websites that are very good to visit, because only you know where you are standing in the issue of forgiveness and seeking forgiveness and forgiving yourself and asking God for forgiveness too. Sometimes, you know, we deal with the issues of asking God for forgiveness. Sometimes we feel like we don't, regardless of our religious faith. But, you know, it's important when dealing with that issue of forgiveness, refer to your holy book, regardless of your religious faith. You know, the Holy Bible, the Quran, just, is it Torah, just whatever your holy book is. I respect all holy books. So go to your holy book, and that's where you, and go to God, and that's where you start. You start with yourself and honestly evaluating your place in that issue, because only you know where you are in that issue. But we have 2 more minutes, so I need to speed things up so I can share this info. But I was looking at Wikipedia before I got on air, and forgiveness is defined in Wikipedia. It's typically defined as the process of concluding resentment, indignation, or anger as a result of a perceived offense, difference, mistake, or ceasing to demand punishment or restitution. My own handwriting. But that's forgiveness. To typically defined as the process of concluding resentment, indignation, or anger as a result of a perceived offense, difference, or mistake, ceasing to demand punishment or restitution. But I'm looking at a book, a prayer book that's called Revitalize Your Prayer Life, Power Prayers for Women by Jackie M. Johnson. And this is, you know, just because it says for women, it's good for men also. So this prayer says, all the prophets testify by him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Acts 10:43. Lord, I am grateful for your forgiveness. It's your name, the name of Jesus, that covers our sins when we believe in you. As I receive your pardon, empower me to have mercy on others. I thank you that I am forgiven and free. Please help me to forgive others when they've hurt me, knowing that you are the one who brings justice. And please forgive me, and please give me the power to forgive myself too. Yes, self-forgiveness is very important. Self-forgiveness is important in your journey in escalating self-love and your respect for yourself also, because it's important for you to love yourself and to respect yourself, because that really helps with you respecting and loving others. But also, visit websites, peacefulmind.com/forgiveness, celebratelove.com/forgiveness, Christian-marriage-today.com, prayer-forgiveness, prayers-foryou.com/forgiveness. What's up today? What's up? What about those masks? And it's important to forgive. I will continue talking and sharing these websites. So to hear all the websites, continue listening to the program in its entirety when you visit my profile. MarkHargrave.com/forgiveness-prayer.html, Christian-books.com. www.lighthouse-for-women.com/forgiveness-prayer. alalighthouse.com/pforgiveprayer.htm. I appreciate you all for spending another morning of quality time with me. And until next time, God bless. And what's up? What's up? Just spread love. Seek forgiveness and forgive in your life. And shout out to those Dallas Mavs. God bless. And until next time, just be you and be true. Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. You can contact me on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Tumblr. You can email me at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com. That's KULTURESHOKENT. ERTAINMENT at yahoo.com, the complete word. Thank you for all your information and the great music that you send me. When you send me music, be sure to let me know that it's okay to play your music also, because I seek permission all the time. You say okay. It's cool for me to do that. So I hope you all have been enjoying the shows. I hope you enjoyed the review this past weekend. And I hope you enjoy my weekend edition shows also. So thank you so much, and God bless. I will finish the show the way I started with Let's Go Mavs. First, I play Target Practice by Austin Brown. Then, Let's Go Mavs.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy.
I see you standing there, looking like you need me over there. Yeah, so stay right there, I'm gonna come around. But this dance floor is crowded, girl.
attacking at the scene. This team is on supreme. They penetrate the lane and make your coach insane. Here's a Serbian sniper, time to make it rain. Take you off the dribble, then pass it back to Dirk. He's gonna go to work, but big German goes berserk. Beast and sick like a flu, never seen this movie too. Off balance, shot and swoosh, take that with you.
Thank you again for supporting and listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report.